This is Romeo.
My name's Romeo Rocha.
When his mom was pregnant with him, his dad took her to see Romeo and Juliet, hence the name.
Yeah, when you're younger and everybody's making fun of you, it seems like a curse, but after a while you get used to it and...
Curse or not, Romeo's story, even though it's not Shakespearean, does begin as a bit of a tragedy. As a young man, he married, fathered two beautiful daughters, but somehow he kept having these run-ins with the law. It was the year 2000.
I was getting into a lot of trouble, going to jail a lot. And one day when I got out of jail, my oldest daughter, normally she would come up to me and hug me, but this time she just stayed holding her mom's hand. And the first thing she asked me was, "Are you going back to jail, Dad?" And that's when I knew I had to change my life. So I made the drastic decision to go join the Navy.
The structure and stability that the military touted seemed to fit the bill of drastic lifestyle change that Romeo was searching for. So in late 2000, Romeo completes boot camp, and in 2001, he moves his family to Norfolk, Virginia, to the largest naval station in the world. Everything seems cool when the Twin Towers are struck on 9/11.
And I mean, things change really, really fast after 9/11.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, the immediate effect is I couldn't sleep because I had my family there. And one of the planes had gone down at the Pentagon, pretty close to the naval base. So my immediate thoughts were, we're probably going to be next.
Quickly, workups were done for the USS Austin to set sail. Battle groups from the Marines were put on board, as well as Marine vehicles and armor, and they took off towards the Middle East. And everything is going great. There's a strong sense of purpose pulsating throughout the ship. But when they pull into Thessaloniki, a little island of our Greek allies...
When we went to Thessaloniki, we couldn't, you know, they didn't let you off the ship and outside of the gates to go explore the city because the people there were protesting us. And I thought that was odd. I was like, why is, you know, this country protesting us? And I was like, well, that sucks. You know, I really wanted to check this place out.
Romeo told me that it was then he started wondering, why are all these people protesting us?
But that's when it hit me that, oh, so we're over here about to invade a country that had nothing to do with 9/11. And that's what they're protesting. The message was pretty clear. To the rest of the world, it was obvious. But of course, to the troops and everybody inside the military, they keep everybody that doesn't need to know hushed about what's going on. And I was just doing what I was told.
Romeo continued to do his job. He got transferred from the USS Austin to a ship called the Avenger, and he served his full 5-year term. But when it came time to re-enlist, he opted out.
You know, I support our troops and their families because they're the ones that are going through, you know, for the lack of better term, they're going through the crap. I just do not support some of the things that they get pretty much forced to do without question. It's one of the unspoken rules of being in the military. You don't say it doesn't matter what the order is, you do it.
Now, Romeo is a small business owner. And when we got to talking politics, he wasn't shy to share his opinion.
This year, I guess I still have kind of a Bush hangover.
Romeo voted for Bush, so there's a level of ownership in that whole hangover statement.
I remember, you know, what he did. I remember what happened during that administration. And I understand that the reason we're suffering so much right now and going through this so-called recession... it's because of what was done, you know, during those 8 years. And
there's two things that are really on Romeo's mind this season.
I'm leaning more towards Obama than Romney, but it's tough because, you know, you got this guy who can supposedly fix the economy because he's got this business experience. But you look at what he did as a businessman and you wonder what, you know, this guy's shipping jobs overseas or whatever. And I don't like that.
And then there's the issue of foreign policy.
You got this Republican candidate that has a vice presidential candidate. Neither one of them have experience with foreign policy.
Romeo feels that at least with the Obama administration, they've got Biden, who has a sturdy, weathered hand when it comes to foreign policy.
And he's got Hillary. She's definitely a strong, strong person.
A few days after our interview, I tagged along with Romeo as he hit the polls for some early voting.
It's two-sided ballot. Fill out those ovals nice and completely.
Time to fill in the bubbles. Okay. I guess we'll see how it all plays out.
Romeo said in between our interview and the moment that he cast his actual ballot, he did do additional research on the candidates just to make sure. But he went with his original gut instinct, voted for 4 more years. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.